Taking a look at Coast Radio Sports, the sports club, the Cayuse Law News, and Coast Radio Sports congratulate senior running back Camp Lockature as this week's Athlete of the Week. Camp had 12 rushes for 165 yards and 3 touchdowns, averaging 13.75 yards a carry. He also caught 2 passes for 23 yards in the Viking victory over Sisters on Friday. Honorable mention goes to Riley Colton, who finished 3rd in the 5,000-meter race at the Northwest Classic Cross Country event at Lane Community College on Saturday, finishing in 19:55 flat, helping to secure the win for the girls' cross country team. Cayuse Viking soccer was on the field last night against Marist. Marist took an early 3-0 lead when Jason Garcia was fouled and made a 40-yard free kick and scored. That would be the only goal for the Vikings, and play ended before the end of regulation when Marist scored their 9th goal in the second half. The Vikings' opponent will be at home against Marshfield tomorrow. JV and varsity volleyball will be at Marist Catholic this afternoon. That begins at 5 p.m. A committee on the Oregon Schools Activity Association will continue a discussion that will impact where Cayuse Law High School athletes will compete beginning in the fall of 2022. No matter what classification and districting committee decides, Viking football will likely remain in the 3A classification and be joined by the rest of Cayuse Law sports. Cayuse Law Athletic Director Chris Johnson says the main issue to be discussed by the OSA committee when it meets on October 11th will be to stick with the current 6 classification system or return to a 5 classification system. Under both options, Johnson says the school's current enrollment of 234 will put Cayuse Law in the 3A category. Cayuse Law football is in the 4th year of a 4-year program that saw them drop from 4A to 3A, and if not for the current discussions, Viking football would have been allowed to return to 4A after 2 seasons above 500. That's Coast Radio Sports for Tuesday, September 21st, 2021.